我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为他手里头的工作一显出来，又让我们看见的话。
Because when the work of his hand is manifested, we can see more words.
我们就能脱离我们自己的愚昧。
And we're able to depart from our own foolishness.
然后也就按照主自己的心思来进到他的光里。
According to the heart's desire of the Lord, we can enter into light.
上次末了，我们在以赛亚书的27章的最末后的那个部分看到一件事。
Last time at the end of Isaiah chapter 27, we're able to see this thing.
神允许神的百姓遭遇好大好大的难处。
That God would allow for his people to encounter very, very great difficulty.
那个结果就是他们剩下没有很多的人了。
The result is that they would not have much people left.
然后神就伸出手来把他们又再一次收，好像把橄榄剩下的那些把他们收集过来。
Then it would ask if the Lord was harvesting the olives after it has been beaten to harvest what remains.
我们末了的时候，他特别提到，就是给我们看到神在他的称为耶和华折旗里边的那一个吹角节的应验。
The last time we may mention this is according to what is called the festival of the Lord Jehovah. This is the fulfillment of the feast of the trumpets.
弟兄姊妹们都记得的，神给以色列人在律法的底下有七个节期。
Brothers and sisters, you still remember under the law, the Lord has given the Israelites 7 festivals.
最开头那个是我们比较熟悉的是逾越节。
Now the first one, of course, we're more familiar, which is the Passover.
接上去的是无酵节。
And then what follows is the Festival of Unleavened.
然后是初熟节。
And then the Festival of First Fruits.
再接上去是五旬节。
And then the Festival of the Pentecost.
那我们感谢主，因为这耶和华的节期起头呢是一个和我们有直接的关系。
Now we thank the Lord because the four festivals has a direct connection with us.
虽然当时是神的百姓以色列民所守的节期。
Of course, during that time, it is the actual festivals that the people of Israelite kept.
但是那几个节期的具体的内容却是和我们这些外邦人很有关系。
Yet the actual substance of each of those festivals have a direct relationship for us who are Gentiles.
不但是很有关系，而且是直接的关系。
Not only is it very important and related to us, but a direct relationship to us.
我们从前读利未记的时候，我们就一再提到。
Before when we read Leviticus, we have made mention repeatedly.
神用着他的节期来表达他在地上整个永远的计划是怎么样的分阶段来完成。
God have used those specific festivals to reveal to us in the entire plan of his how he would dispense his plan according to each period.
那也是我们读以弗所书的时候所看到的，神说要先把人带到基督里。
And that is what we also see when we see in the book of Ephesians is to bring man first in Christ.
然后就借着在基督里的那些人所凝聚起来的那个基督的身体。
And it is through all the cumulative individuals that are entered and into and make up the body of Christ.
来显明他们那个见证的功用。
To use this group of people to manifest the function of their testimony.
那个结果就要叫万有都在基督里同归于一。
The result of that will be to bring all things and sum them up together as one in Christ.
那这些事情是我们比较熟悉一点。
Now this is something we're more familiar with.
因为这许许多多的事情都是发生在我们的身上。
Because all these matters directly happen upon us.
那就是回到耶和华的节期上面去看，那就是前四个节期所表达的。
Now if we were to look at it in light of the festivals of the Lord, this is revealed to us in the first four festivals.
逾越节是给我们看见十字架上主所成就的救恩。
The Passover shows us, of course, the finished work of the cross of the Lord.
这一个救恩 带出那个果效，就让我们脱离罪和死。
The result of the finished work of the cross is to deliver us from the power of sin and death.
所以就有一个除酵节和一个初熟节。
Therefore, because of that, there is the festival of the unleavened and the festival of first fruits.
我们感谢神。
Now we thank God.
死而复活就在这两个节期的里边也带出来。
Death and resurrection is also manifested in these two festivals.
当然，当时所说的是说到主自己的死而复活。
Of course, when it's speaking of death and resurrection, it is speaking directly of the Lord's death and His resurrection.
一个主的死而复活就带进五旬节。
And because of the Lord's own death and resurrection, it brings us into Pentecost.
那五旬节就是说出了教会在地上。显出来了。
Now, this festival tells us then that means the church appears on earth.
那当我们看到这些事情的时候，
Now, when we see these matters,
我们同时也就看到，
At the same time, we also see
教会之所以在地上显出来，
Now, the church is able to appear on earth,
乃是因为以色列民跟不上神的目的。
That is because the Israelites cannot follow on to the purpose of God.
所以神就暂时把他们放在一边。
Therefore, the Lord will temporarily place them aside.
让其中愿意的人也进到这个基督身体的里头。
To then allow for those who are willing to also enter into this body of Christ.
然后借着基督身体的长成。
Therefore, then, after the maturity of the body of Christ, then once again to gather together the people of Israel.
那怎么把他们召聚呢?
Now, how is it that they are called?
那这五旬节以后,接上来的那个节期就是吹角节。
Then, the festival right after Pentecost, the festival of weeks,
以赛亚书的
is the festival of trumpets.
27章末了的这个吹角来聚集也就是指着那一个事实来说的。
This is what's recorded here in Isaiah chapter 27. It is at the trumpet shall be blown to gather and call the people.
如果按照耶和华的节期上面来看。
Now according to the festivals of the Lord.
那经过了吹角节把神的百姓都召聚回来。
After the festival of the trumpets to gather all his people.
那么接上去的那一个就是赎罪日了。
Then what follows is the festival, the day of atonement.
从神的旨意的应验上面来说，那就是说到以色列人在大灾难末期的时候，全家悔改，给神重新接受。
From the fulfillment of the will of God, when we look at it upon the Israelites, that is, the day of atonement for them is when the remnants are gathered together and they repent to the Lord and the whole house of Israel shall be saved.
那然后就带进国度了。
Then it will bring forth the kingdom.
国度就显明出来了。
Then the kingdom shall appear.
那如果我们记得那个耶和华的节期的话。
Now if we remember the festivals of the Lord God.
我们看到二十七章的末了，你就看到末了。那三个节期的应验。
Then we can see then at the end here, chapter 27 is the fulfillment of those last three festivals.
那里只是提到吹角，这个吹角来把人召聚回来。
Here it only mentions about the trumpet specifically and to gather the people again.
然后就说到他们都聚集在耶路撒冷，在圣山上敬拜神。
And then it says that they shall gather and worship the Lord in the holy mount at Jerusalem.
吹角交聚就是吹角节。
When they shall blow the trumpet to gather them together, that is the trumpet, the festival of trumpets.
在耶路撒冷的圣山上敬拜耶和华，那就是国度。
When they shall worship the Lord in the holy mount in Jerusalem, that is the kingdom.
但是从吹角到国度的显出当中就有一个以色列全家得救的故事。
But during the trumpet of the festival, trumpet of the festival of the trumpets and the kingdom, there is this period where is the experience of the day of atonement for Israel for their whole house to be saved.
这里没有特别提那个赎罪日。
Here it does not specifically mention about the day of atonement.
但是我们看到一头一尾。
But when we see the beginning and the end,
吹角节跟祝棚节。
The festival of trumpets and the festival of booths of the tabernacle.
那当中就是那一个赎罪日。
In the midst of that is the Day of Atonement.
那因此我们看到这个一头有开始。
Therefore, when we see the beginning, at the first there is this beginning.
末了 是国度。
And we see the end is the manifestation of the kingdom.
虽然没有特别提到那个赎罪日。
Even though this Day of Atonement is not specifically mentioned.
但是我们也看到赎罪日的果效在这里。
But we also see the result of the Day of Atonement here.
因为他们是因为背弃神而给分散在外邦。
The fact is because they rejected God, therefore they're scattered throughout the Gentile nation.
如今他们给遭罪回来，集中在神的面前。
Now that they're called and gathered back once again together in the presence of God.
来重新显出神的荣耀和丰富。
To once again manifest forth the glory and riches of God.
在神那边来说是神的怜悯和神的信实。
On the side of God, it is because of God's own mercy and faithfulness.
但是在人这一方面，我们就领会了，那是悔改的结果。
Yet on the side of man, we're able to see that is the result of their repentance.
所以在以赛亚书二十七章的末了的那几节经文，就把耶和华择期末后的那三个节期的事情都提了出来。
Now, therefore, at the end of Isaiah chapter 27 here, in this small passage, it makes known to us the last three festivals of the Lord God.
但是人的心思又出来了。
But again, in the man's mind and thought, it comes forth again.
那么人就会在那里想。
Then they would think there,
神啊，你为什么那么给自己找麻烦呢？
God, why is it that you're always seeking trouble for yourself?
以色列人，他们愚昧无知。
The Israelites are foolish and ignorant.
把他们一脚踢掉就完了嘛。
Why don't you just kick them out and that will be the end of them?
你还管那么许多干什么呢？
Why do you still have to pay so much attention to them?
弟兄姊妹，如果按照人来想的话，都是这样。
Now, brothers and sisters, according to our own way of thinking, that is always the case.
各种各样的安排为了你的好。
I've made all these arrangements for your own good.
你不领情。
And you do not take it to heart.
你还翻过来要顶撞。
Yet on the contrary, you oppose it.
真是岂有此理。
And this is just ridiculous.
算了，你不要就不给你了。
If that's the case, forget it. I won't give it to you.
你不喜欢那就拉倒了。
And if you don't want it, then forget it.
那在人这一方面，我们很容易会这样想。
Now with man, very easily we'll think in this way.
但是你看到神在神的百姓的身上的那一个工作。
But here you can see God and His work upon His people.
先把他们打散。
First, He scatters them.
又让他们在到处都受难处。
And they are under persecution all over scattered the place.
好像是他们受够了。
Now it seems as if now they have suffered enough.
然后又再把他们再收集回来。
Then once again, God will call and gather them together.
神啊，你何必那么麻烦？
God, why do you spend so much trouble?
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
按照人来想，好像神做了麻烦是自找麻烦。
According to our own way of thinking, God is only seeking for His own trouble.
我们说神啊，你是全能的，丢掉了以色列，另外兴起一个民族不可以吗？
Perhaps we may say to the Lord, Lord, that you're almighty, just forget about Israel and just raise for yourself another nation.
我们人是不可以，但是你是神啊，你可以啊。
We're not able to, but you're God and you are able to.
但弟兄姊妹们，我们真是看到。
My brothers and sisters, when we see this,
在这一件事情上，你看到神自己的信实。
We're truly able to see God's own faithfulness.
他一次拣选了以色列。
Because He chose Israel once,
他就不放过以色列。
He would not forsake them.
他忍耐等待在那里，用着管教，用着鞭打，用着怜悯，用着那个扶持。
He is waiting and he is forbearing with them, having patience, and he disciplines them, scourges them, has mercy on them, and supports them.
打伤了就给他们尝果。
And even though after God scatters them and have them taste that,
打坏了就给他们医治。
And when they are wounded, God heals them.
总是要把神起初拣选他们的那个目的来做成功。
Nevertheless, it is to finish the original purpose of God upon His choice on them.
我们看来是神实在是自寻烦恼。
Now, when we see this, indeed, we're thinking that God is only asking for trouble.
但是神和人的不同就在这里。
But that is the difference between God and man.
第一，他不能失信。
First, he cannot deny himself.
第二，他有能力来挽回这一个。
Secondary, he has the might, the power to reconcile this.
第三，他有智慧在那里，让他的圣洁公义完全不受损。
Thirdly, he has the wisdom not to undermine, damage any of his holiness and his power.
那人会这样想。
Man would think in this way.
但是神要向人说明他为什么这样做。
But God would declare very clearly to man why he would do this.
所以从27章接到28章的时候。
Therefore, at the end of chapter 27 to chapter 28.
如果我们没有领会神的心思的话，我们就觉得27跟28好像是完全没有任何的条件是连接在一起的。
Therefore, if we do not first grab hold firmly of this thought of God, then it is hard for us to understand the connection between the end of chapter 27 and chapter 28.
因为27章末了就是说到神怜悯他的百姓。
Because at the end of chapter 27, it shows us that God has mercy on his people.
重新收纳他的百姓。
That once again, God will accept his people.
并且把他摆在一个非常重要的位置上。
And to also place them in a very important position.
如果我们从神的安排来说，那是叫他们显明是国度里头的那个主角。
Now, if we look at it from the arrangement of God, we can say that Israel is the main character in the kingdom of God.
说准确一点，是那个主做主角的民族。
Now, to be more clear, they are the primary focus of the people that is in the kingdom of God.
那个二十八章一开始好像就转到另外的一回事。
But then at the beginning of chapter 28, it seems to shift to a completely different matter.
而另外的一回事跟27章的那个结果完全是相反的。
And it seems as if the beginning of chapter 28 seems to be completely opposite of the end of chapter 27.
但是我们整个27章都看过来。
But if we were to read through completely all of the chapter 28, and finish with chapter 29, chapter 30,
啊，你就看到了，哦，原来神说这几章的话，一面是说出神自己的心思。
And then we will be able to understand and realize that God is indeed, in fact, telling us of his heart's desire.
一面又在那里宣告神将来的那个挽回的方法。
On the one hand, God proclaims to us the way which he is to atone for the people in the future.
那神宣告他的心思的时候。
And when God makes known his heart desire to us,
那是非常明确的一件事。
That is something that is very evident.
因为如果你看28章第一节一开始就说，或在以法莲的酒徒住在肥美谷的山上。
Because even at the beginning of chapter 28, verse 1, it says, Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower.
他们心里自夸，我觉得他已经给我先念过去了。他们心里高傲，以所夸的为冠冕，流如江蚕之花。
Who which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine.
你说怎么会说这些个话呢？
Then we might be confused and say, why are these words here?
好像是对以色列一个咒诅。
It seems like this is a curse to Israel.
祸灾。
Woe.
有祸了你啊。
A woe to you.
明明在那里上边是说到把他们都重新收召聚回来。
Very clearly, previously, we just saw the fact that God is calling and gathering them together once again.
现在怎么在那里好像宣告咒诅呢？
Now, why is it seems that God is proclaiming a woe here?
我们往下边看，我们就看到了。
When we read on, then we'll see.
如果你光看第一节，你就莫名其妙了。
When we only read verse 1, we're confused.
如果我们往下看的时候，
When we read on,
我们就看到一件事情。
We can see one thing then.
神是说出为什么他要管教他的百姓。
God tells us exactly why he will discipline his people.
而神的百姓 在神的面前也动神的怒气是什么一回事。
And the fact why the people have provoked God to such anger.
那我们留意神就用着以色列。
Now we take note, God uses Israel.
我不知道这个时候以色列已经灭亡了没有。
I don't know at this time if Israel has already been destroyed or not.
因为我们没办法能从这里找到那个年份。
Now, because from these passages, we're not able to figure out the year, the time here.
但是里边说的话很清楚，就说到以色列已经给神放弃了。
Yet the word in these chapters very clearly tell us the fact that Israel has already been forsaken by God.
而神说以色列原来是很蒙福的。
Now God says that Israel was originally very blessed.
但是现在呢，就好像张残的花。
Yet now they are but a fading flower.
又好像一顶荣耀的冠冕，给人拿来甩在地上，也踩在脚下。
And they're only like a glorious crown of pride that is just thrown and trampled upon.
那究竟是怎么回事呢？
What is this all about?
哦，原来神在这里要说明。
This is what God wants to tell us.
以色列，所以有这样的遭遇，那个原因是什么？
This is the reason why Israel have this before them.
那在这里我们很清楚地看到。
Here very clearly we see.
按照历史上来把它相配起来一起看的时候。
If we put these passages side by side with time in history.
你明明看到这里是说到北方的那个以色列给亚述灭亡的那个
Very clearly, we're able to see these chapters describe to us the fact that the Syrians have destroyed the northern kingdom of Israel.
跟我们读《列王记》也好，读《历代志》也好，你看到那个事情就是这样。
Now, when we read the Kings or the Chronicles, very clearly we see this is what happens in history.
以色列他们是一直都是很蒙福的。
Israel has always been very blessed.
如果按地理环境来说，他们把整个以色列平原是在他们手上。
Now, according to the geography, then the entire valley of Israel is actually under the control of Israel.
也就是四福音的时候，我们所熟悉的那个加利利的这一个带的地方，就是以色列国里边的那个范围里。
Now, this is the boundary of some place we're familiar with in the New Testament, is that's the land of Galilee that is under this boundary, under the control of Israel.
加利利也好，以色列平原也好，你怎么产它都好，那就是北边的以色列的最丰富的地方。
Now, whatever you call it, whether it's the plain of Israel or Galilee that is under the control of the northern kingdom of Israel.
就是因为他们有一些很丰富的那个物产。
Now that is because they are very abundant in the resources.
也有很好的水资源。
They also are very, have a lot of the water resources.
因为约旦河是从那里一直流下来，流进那个加利利海。
That is because the flow of the River Jordan flows right into the Sea of Galilee.
在那一个区域的里边，实在是一个肥美的。
Therefore, in that region, indeed, it is very fat. The land is
very fat. 所以他们人就慢慢慢慢的，按照主的话来说，他们就以为自己了不起了。
Therefore, according to man's words here, we can see gradually their growth and their pride.
他们就觉得他们有可夸的了。
They thought they can be boastful.
并且所夸的就好像人间所看见的冠冕那样的。
And in other words, then it's used the terms here that is described the crown of pride that is very rich in man's eyes.
但是神就指出了他们可以自夸。
Yet God points out to them, yes, they can be self-boastful.
他们可以忘记他们所承受的一切都是神在恩典里边的预备。
They can forget the fact that all this is because of the grace of God.
但是如果他们是这样的愚昧下去的话，
But if they are continuing their foolishness in this way,
那神就要伸出手来给他们有对付。
God will extend forth his hand to deal with them.
事实上神也是这样做了。
And the fact is God did do that.
所以就借着亚述人的手把他们除掉了。
Therefore God used the Syrians to wipe them out.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神说虽然他们自以为是冠冕的那个事实粉碎了。
Now, therefore, God says, even though it seems to their own boast, it is their crown of glory and that has been crushed.
他们也给那个管教了。
And they have been disciplined.
但是有一天
But one day,
神要把他们召集回来
God is to gather them once again
神用着神自己来做他们的冠冕
That God will use himself to bear their crown
那是说到神要把他自己的荣耀和丰富来作为他们的供应和享用
God says that he will use his own glory and riches to be their own enjoyment and their supply
那是第五节里面所提的了
That is here in verse 5
上面都是说到他们给遣他给灭亡的那种光景
The first four verses tells of the condition that they're trod upon and that they have been trampled upon.
但第五节那就说到万军之耶和华必作他余圣之民的荣光华冕。
Yet in verse 5 it says, In that day shall the Lord of hosts be of a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people. And then there are still other words of blessing.
我们不详细看那些祝福的话。
We won't go into detail of each of those words of blessing.
我只是让弟兄姊妹们你很清楚地看到一件事。
But I just want brothers and sisters to know one thing very clearly.
神用着以色列的遭遇来说出神与人的关系。
That is, God will use what happens to Israel to depict for us the relationship of God to man.
人背弃神的结果，那就是落在神的管教了。
When man departs away from God and opposes God, man will fall under the discipline of God.
但是经过管教以后，神要重新收纳他们，并且神把他自己作为他们荣耀的冠冕。
But after discipline, God will receive them once again and will be to them their crown of glory.
不单是除去了他们的羞辱,
not only to remove them their shame,
同时也让神的丰富成为他们的享用。
But also at the same time that the fullness of God will be for the enjoyment of the
people. 那么神说了这一段关乎以色列北边以色列的话。
Now after God had finished all these words concerning the northern kingdom of Israel.
如果说这个时候北边以色列已经给亚述灭掉了。
If we were to say at this particular time in history, the northern kingdom of Israel was already destroyed by the Assyrians, what is the meaning then of these words?
我们看到一件事。
Then we're able to see one thing.
神说这一些话。
When God says these things,
不是说给以色列听的,
it is not spoken for the Israelites to hear.
所以我个人觉得以色列在当时来说已经给亚述灭掉了。
Therefore, personally, I feel at this particular time, the Assyrians already destroyed the northern kingdom of Israel.
但是他们说的话,
yet the words that God speaks to them,
是说给犹大听的。
It is for Judah to be the audience.
要让犹大在还没有走到尽头的时候他们知道怎么在神面前做拣选。
It is for the people of Judah before they come to their end that they will know how to make the right choice before God.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到从第一节到第五节，完全是说到以色列的那一个他们的遭遇和结局。
Now, brothers and sisters, you can see the first four verses speaks of what Israel encounters and what their result is.
但等到第七节一下呢，就转了。
But from verse 7, it changes.
转到什么地方去呢?
How does it change?
转到这地。
It says, this land.
那这地是什么地呢?
What is this land when it says here?
你往下读你就看到。
When we read on, we can see.
那是指着耶路撒冷。
Then it speaks of Jerusalem.
那是指着犹大。
It speaks of Judah.
那是很明显的，你看见神用着以色列的遭遇来给犹大一个警告。
Very clearly, then you can see that God uses the experience of Israel, what they encountered, to be a warning to Judah.
或者说对犹大做一个宣告。
Or to make this proclamation to Judah.
让他们知道在神面前如何活在一个。对的光景里
so that Judah would know how to live in a right condition before God.
如果他们在神面前不活在一个对的光景里的话，那么他们的那个结果就会跟以色列的结果一个模样。
Now, if the nation of Judah did not take heed and live correctly before God, their end, their result would just be exactly like Israel.
那我们来看神怎么给犹大宣告。
Now, let's see how God makes this proclamation to Judah.
他说就是这地的人
He says, but they
也因酒摇摇晃晃因浓酒东倒西歪 祭司和先知因浓酒浓酒摇摇晃晃被酒所困因浓酒东倒西歪他们错解末世妙行审判因为革席上满了呕吐的污秽无一处干净
This day is referring to Judah, but they also have erred through wine and through strong drink are out of the way. The priests and the prophets have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all the table are full of vomit and filthiness, for there is no place clean.
那弟兄姊妹，你看这几句话，就是把当时犹大的那个光景点明了出来。
Now, brothers and sisters, these two verses point out specifically the condition of Judah at that time.
点明他们什么光景呢?
What is this condition of theirs?
点明他们属灵的光景。
It speaks of their spiritual condition.
那属灵的光景是怎么样呢?
Now, what is the spiritual condition of Judah then?
这里就说了一大堆的形容词，我们把它归纳起来，你可以用这几个字来说莫名其妙。
Here it uses many adjectives that were to summarize and conclude. We say they're just confused and don't know what's going on.
或者是糊里糊涂。
Or they're just very confused.
那谁糊里糊涂呢?
Now who is those who are confused?
谁莫名其妙呢?
Who are those who are don't know what's going on?
先知。
It is the priests, the prophets.
弟兄姊妹们。
Your brothers and sisters.
先知。
It is the prophet.
那是替神说话的人。
They are the ones who will speak for God.
他们落到莫名其妙的里头。
They are in this condition where they don't know what's going on.
他们糊里糊涂。
And they are confused.
那神还有话在神的百姓当中吗?
But then God will still have word amongst his people.
你可以晓得。
You can realize.
不可能。
It is impossible.
因为替神说话的人都不会说神的话了。
Because those who are the mouthpiece of God no longer can speak for God.
他不说还清静一点。
No, it would be even better if they did not speak.
但是一说问题就更大。
But when they do speak, it would be a bigger problem.
因为你看到神借着以赛亚在那里指出他们说话是说出什么话来。
Because here you can see that through Isaiah, God tells us what kind of words do they say.
错解神末世妙行审判。
That they err in vision and they stumble in judgment.
为什么他们会落到这样的一个地步呢?
Now why is it these prophets are in this condition?
这里就说他们是因着浓着酒的关系。
Here it says it's because of the strong drink.
也因着酒的关系也许就是说是清酒。
And it is because of the drink or the wine, then perhaps the light wine.
但是不管他说是清酒也好浓酒也好。
Whether it is just the wine or the strong drink.
那是世间上人以为是最美之物。
But wine, of course, is what in this world deems to be the beauty, the fatness of this world.
换句话来说，那就是说，他们沉迷在世界的美物。
In other words, then they are only enjoying, lavishing in the enjoyment of this world, the fatness of this world.
或者是说，沉迷在享用地上。
Or that they are lost and just lost in the enjoyment, the goodness of this world.
弟兄姊妹，你记得在雅各书上呢，不是有这样的一句话吗？
My brothers and sisters, you do remember these words from the Song of Songs.
我们很容易记得的。
Very easily we remember them.
因为你的爱情比酒更美。
Because your love is better than wine.
这是说到我们和祖宗中间所当一份情感情。是比酒更美。
Now, this tells us the emotion, the feeling we have toward the Lord that His love is better than wine.
那显然你看到跟神的爱相对的那是酒。
Very clearly then from those words we can see what opposes the love of God is wine.
那什么是酒呢?
Now what is wine?
弟兄姊妹你回到约翰一书你就很清楚。
Brothers and sisters, when we go back to 1 John, we can see that very clearly. Now, the wine, of course, represents the best of this world.
爱神的心就不在他里面。
If any man loved the world, then the love of the Father is not in him.
准确的来说,人若爱世界,神的爱就不在他里面了。
To be more accurate, then, if any man loved the world, then the love for God, the love of God is not in him.
那现在淫荡的先知们怎么会落到这个地步呢?
Now, for the prophets, then how can they fall into this condition?
这里就说出他那个很 确定的那个原因。
And here it tells us a very evident reason.
他们给世界的美物所迷惑了。
Now, because they have been lost and confused by the beauty of this world.
迷惑到一个地步，他们都不知道什么是神的话。
Now, they've been so confused and tempted that they don't know any longer what is the word of God.
如果人家说你是先知，你不能说说神的话吗？
If others say you are a prophet, can you not tell us some of the word of God?
他就胡说八道的在那里说了。
They will just speak in error.
我们翻到二十九章来看一看，神重复来提到这个事情的时候，究竟怎么说到这一批先知。
Now let's turn to chapter 29 when God repeats again his word upon these prophets, what God says about them.
那弟兄姊妹们留意第29章的第九节。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to chapter 29 verse 9.
你们等候惊奇吧，你们厌落昏迷吧，他们醉了却非因酒，他们东倒西歪却非因浓酒。因为耶和华将沉睡的灵浇灌你们，封闭你们的眼，蒙盖你们的头。
Stay yourselves and wonder, cry ye out and cry. They are drunken but not with wine, they stagger but not with strong drink. For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and hath closed your eyes.
那这里我们很清楚了，你看到这是回复上面二十八章里面所说的话了。
Very clearly then, we can see these words echo what the words are in chapter 28.
很明确的给我们看见那个酒究竟是说什么了。
It tells us very clearly then what is that wine that drink is speaking of.
那就是世界在享用。
And that is the enjoyment of this world.
那是人的心迷在那个世界的享用里。
Now that is because the heart of man is lost in that enjoyment of the world.
他们就没有把神放在一个准确的位置。
Therefore, they did not place God in a very correct position.
那结果神就把沉睡的灵给他们。
Therefore, God have poured out the spirit of deep sleep upon them.
让他们沉睡了。
So that they're in a deep slumber.
让他们的眼睛闭上了。
So that their eyes are shut.
让他们的头给遮盖了。
So that their heads are covered.
那什么是头？
Now what is the head?
什么是眼？
What are their eyes?
神就在这里亲自给他们解说。
Here God personally explains to them.
你也不必猜。
You don't need to guess.
神明说了。
God clearly says.
你们的眼就是先知。
Your eyes are your prophets.
你们的头就是先见。
And your rulers are the seers.
先见和先知，那在那个实质上是同一样的。
Now by nature, the prophets and the seers are the same.
也许先知是说话比较多一些。
Perhaps the prophets may be the ones who speak more.
先见说话没有那么多，但是他看见神要做的事情比较多。
Now the seers may not speak as much, they have visions of what the Lord will do.
先见也好，先知也好，那是原来是神兴起放在百姓当中来引导百姓活在神的面前。
Therefore, whether it be the seers or the prophets, they are risen by the Lord to place amongst the people of God to lead the people forward.
现在你看到一个很可怜的光景。
But here you see this very pitiful condition.
可怜到一个什么的地步。
It is so sad to this point.
先知和先见都失去了他们的功用。
Now the seers and the prophets, they have lost their function.
失去到一个什么的地步呢？
To what point?
如果我们再往上看的时候，
If we read on about that,
你就很清楚地看到。
Now very clearly we can see.
神有没有默示呢？
Does God have any revelation?
神有没有话给那个世代的人呢？
Does the Lord have any word for that generation?
有啊。
Yes.
但是他们不懂。
Yet they do not understand.
他们听不进去。
They cannot hear it.
所以十一节那里就说，所有的默示你们看如封住的书卷，看不打不开。
And the vision of all has become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed.
好像现在我们开电脑的时候，开出来是一片的乱码。
And it's just for us, if we turn on the computer, then we just don't know what is going on.
开是开出来了，但是你莫名其妙它在那些是什么东西。
No, we turn on the computer, but we're just confused what it is all about.
他们就落到这种光景里头。
And here, that is their condition.
他们不是不认识字。
It's not that they are unlearned.
但是你把神的话给他们的时候，他们说 我不会念。
But if you give them the word of God, they will say to you that I cannot read it.
因为这些话都给封住了。
Because these words are sealed, they are not able to be opened.
如果你给不认识字的人，他们说我根本就不认识字。
If you give it to one who cannot read, then they say, I cannot read this, I don't understand.
你注意。这里说的这个光景不是说一般人的光景。
Brothers and sisters, here this condition is not talking about the common people.
这里是说到什么光景呢?
What condition is this?
是说到那些本来是为神说话的人的光景。
It is speaking of those who ought to be the mouthpiece of God to speak for God.
那到了这落到这样的一个光景里。
Now when they're in this condition,
他们没有话了。
They have no word.
他们看不见神要做的事了。
They cannot see the work which God is to do.
他们领会不过来神的安排了。
They cannot come to understand the arrangement of God.
他们完全没有神的话再发表出来。
Not completely, they cannot manifest the word of God at all.
那这是犹大当时的那个属灵的光景。
Now this is the spiritual condition of Judah at that time.
我们读耶利米书的时候。
Now when we read the book of Jeremiah.
我们读到了。
We can see that.
在整个犹大的里头
In the entire nation of Judah,
除了耶利米
besides Jeremiah,
除了跟耶利米在一起的那一个叫做是路什么路巴路的
Now besides the one with Jeremiah, Baruch,
还有一两个
There was a couple of them,
其他所有的先知说的都不是神的话。
All the other prophets and what they say are not the word of God.
说的都是王喜欢听的话。
They only say the words that would please the king.
说的都是人喜欢听的话。
They only say the words that would please man.
啊，神借着耶利米在那里宣告神的管教和鞭打要来了，被掳的事情是免不了要发生了。
When God will use Jeremiah to declare that the discipline will come and it cannot be avoided.
但是这整批整批的先知
Yet this entire group of the prophets
说没有没有这样的事情
And they say no, no such thing.
神说我们永远不会被掳的
And they say that God says we will never be in exile.
耶利米说这些话呢应该是把他撒在监里
And Jeremiah, because he says these words, you should put him in prison.
弟兄姊妹，当时犹大的光景就真的是落到这样的一个地步。
Brothers and sisters, that is indeed the spiritual condition of Judah at that time.
以赛亚是比他们早几好几十年到一百年的那个的时候的人。
Now Isaiah is someone that is before them for 100 years, many decades.
神就用着以赛亚指出以后犹大要落到这样的一个光景。
And God uses Isaiah to speak to them and point out this is the condition that Judah will be in.
那为什么先知，这是称为先知的这批人，落到这样的一个光景呢？
Now why is it this prophets, they are called prophets, why they are in such a condition?
弟兄姊妹，你神又在那里把一个更严肃的问题摆出来。
Brothers and sisters, God gives us even a more serious matter here.
因为是整个犹大的百姓。都落到这种光景。
That is because the entire nation of the people of Judah is in this condition.
王固然是这样。
Of course, the king himself is in this condition.
连一般的老百姓也都是这样。
Yet, even the common people, all of them are also in this condition. They do not want to hear the word of God.
他们只要听一些好听的话。
And they only want to hear the pleasant words.
他们只要听一些他们感觉舒服的话。
And they only want to hear the words that they feel comfortable with.
神的话一出来叫他们感觉不舒服，他们就不要先知们在那里说了。
Yet, when the word of God speaks to them through the prophets, they do not want to hear it.
我们读耶利米的时候，我们很清楚地看到这种事啊。
Now when we read Jeremiah, we can see that very easily.
人家说你不要再说这些话。
Others tell Jeremiah, do not say these words anymore.
没有叫你说，你说了。
God did not tell you to speak, yet you spoke it.
耶利米说啊。
And Jeremiah says,
你看看是神叫我，没叫我说，还是神没叫你们说。
Why don't you consider that God did not tell you to speak or did not tell me to speak?
但是他们人多势众啊。
But yet there are more in number.
又有王在那里给他们撑腰啊。
And they have the support of the king.
而他们就说人喜欢听的话。
And they only spoke the words that are pleasant to man.
他们就拒绝神的话。
And they reject the word of God.
那所以弟兄姊妹们，你就看到这。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, here you can see
当先知要说话
when the prophet is to speak,
这些人就在那里讥诮了
these people that will mock.
所以你看到第九节就说了
therefore you can see verse 9 there
says, 讥诮先知的说
those who mock the prophet say,
那这个讥诮先知的说呢虽然是中文圣经加上去的
of course these translation in the Chinese is added on that these are the words of those who mock the prophets, they say.
但是你从下文看起来你就知道没有加错这里。
But in fact, when we read on from verse 9, we can see in the Chinese translation these words are added very correctly.
真的神替神说话的先知说话了。
And indeed, it is those who spoke against the prophets who speak for God. Then man will mock and oppose God and say,
他们怎么说呢?
What did these people say?
他们说, 你们说这些人, 你要指教谁啊?
These mockers would say, whom shall he teach knowledge?
你要让谁来明白啊?
And whom shall he make to understand doctrine?
是那些刚刚那个, 还断奶的婴孩啊?
Are them that are weaned from the milk?
那个意思就是说,
That means it is to say,
你给他们说, 他们根本都不知道你说什么。
If you're to say these words to them, they're like babes, they will not understand.
你现在跟我们说, 我们也不知道你说什么。
And so if you're saying anything to us now, we don't understand either.
你乱扯。
And so you're just saying things that don't make sense.
你说的我们都不要听。
And so whatever you say, we don't want to hear.
你还觉得说的不够。
And you think it's not enough.
你还命上加命，令上加令，律上加律，例上加例，这里一点，那里一点。
So you add more, you say from precepts must be upon precept, and precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line.
他们好像怪先知说的太多了。
Here a little, there a little, they're blaming the prophet for speaking too much.
不单是在那里说律法的话。
Not only the words of the law.
因为律法里边，生命记也好，那个利未记也好，那个出埃及记也好。
So whether in Exodus, Deuteronomy or Leviticus,
神只是说出原则性的事情。
God only speaks forth that which is principle.
但是到了犹大被掳以前。
But before Judah was in exile,
给神兴起来的先知就不单是说。
The prophets which were arisen by God not only spoke the words of the law,
也说很具体的神要怎么做在他们的当中
but also very practically what God will actually do upon them.
所以 那些人就说啊
So these people mock and say,
你们就说律法已经说得太多了
You said too much already upon the law.
还要在律法以外加一点加这个加那个
And then even outside of the law you want to add this and add that
神都没有说我们要被掳你们说我们要被掳
God didn't even say that we will be in captivity yet you say we will be in captivity
神是一直说到他要恩待我们不会给我们给落在仇敌的手里你却说我们要落在仇敌的手里
They claim that God says that he will bless us that we will not fall into the hands of our enemy but yet you the prophet will say that we will fall into the hands of our enemy
这是当时犹大的光景
And this is the condition of Judah at that time
他们就是叫先知闭嘴
And they want the prophets to stop speaking
他就要叫先知你要说就是说我们喜欢听的话
And they only want the prophets to say what they want to hear
不要说神的话
And not to say the word of God
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这是当时犹大的光景
This is the condition of Judah at that time
但是我们读下来的时候
But when we read it
我们非常非常的领会
Very easily we understand
这样属灵的光景不单是当时犹大的光景
Such a spiritual condition is not only exclusive to the people of Judah at that time
也是历史历代以来一直到现在还是这种光景
But this is also the same condition throughout the ages even to now
弟兄姊妹现在你上一般的朋友传福音他要听吗
Brothers and sisters who want to preach the gospel to our friends would they want to hear it
他说算了算了还 说那些干什么呢
And they say oh forget it why are you telling me all this
你再说我们也不要听
And even if you tell me more I don't want to listen
近于弟兄不是提到他在公司里跟他们的同事传福音的时候好多的回答就是这样吗
And this is what our brother tells us when he preached the gospel to his co-workers at work, this is what they replied.
你回到基督教的范围里。
And even if you go back into the circle of Christianity,
你要把神的心意神在人中间要做的事情来 说出来的时候
if you want to declare the heart of God and what God wants to do to people,
人家的反应就是说
the response will be,
这个事情已经过时了
oh, all these things are outdated.
现在不是说那一些
it's not time to speak on those things now.
现在应该是说
Now you should say, this is the work we need to do.
怎么参与这个世界的那些潮流
And this is how we should involve ourselves in the society, in the trends of this world.
因为你看到这种属灵的光景一直到现在还是如此的。
Brothers and sisters, you can see this is still the spiritual condition even until today.
但是很有意思。
Therefore, it's very meaningful here.
你看看神怎么来回答这些人。
You can see what God's response is to these markers. God says to them,
他回答的话不单是当时。
The words that God replied not only at that time,
那个话放到现在还是一样。
But if these words are for present day, it is the same.
我们看到在哥林多前书十四章里头就引这里的话了。
We can see in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 are these words here.
那神借着先知说了什么话
Now what did God say through the prophet?
那些人在说你们讲律法已经很够了还要在律法以外加一些叫人受不了的话。
The mockers say that you already spoke enough on the law, but you add on words outside of the law. I cannot take it.
但神借着以赛亚吧，就说。
But God says to the prophet, we'll say through Isaiah, God says.
不对。
No.
怎么不对呢
？That is wrong. Why is it wrong?
你们不肯听神的话。
You are not willing to listen to the word of God.
你们以为是这里加一点，那里加一点，令上加令，命上加命，律上加律，例上加例。
And you think it is precept upon precept, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, line upon line, line upon line.
神就说
God says,
我就要兴起外邦人来说我要说的话。
I will raise up for myself Gentiles to speak for me.
说他要神要说的话
，that God will raise up a prophet, a Gentiles to speak the word of God.
那让你们看到这些事情
，so that when you see these things,
你们称为神的百姓
，then you who are called the people of God,
你们称为神的选民
，and you are the chosen race of God.
你们不听神的话
，if you don't want to listen to the word of God and not pay attention to the word of God,
外邦人却留意神的话
，yet the Gentiles will pay attention to the word of God.
外邦人却在那里传讲神的话
，and they are the ones who will preach the word of God.
高举神的话
，and they will exalt the word of God.
你看过这种情形
，and when you see this,
你们就是要羞愧
，then it will be to your shame.
所以弟兄姊妹，你注意。
So brothers and sisters, take note.
先知第十一节，先知说：“不然，主要借一帮人的嘴唇和外邦人的舌头对这百姓说话。”
For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people.
哥林多前书十四章不是就引这一段话了
？Isn't these the words that are from 1 Corinthians chapter 14?
就是讲到那个方言的功用的时候，就是引到这个地方了。
And that is when it says the function of speaking in tongues, it uses these words here.
你们不愿意听神的话。
You're not willing to listen to the word of God.
神就兴起一些人，把他们原来不懂的话给你们说。
God will raise up for himself a group of people to speak to you a language that they did not know to you.
让你们看的感觉很惊讶。
And so when you see it, you are astonished.
那你们就要回想。
Then you will recall.
为什么他们不会讲我们的话，现在却讲了我们的话
？Why is it that they don't know our language yet they can speak in our language now？
那时候你看五旬节那一天的光景，不就是这样吗
？Brothers and sisters, you can see the condition of the day of Pentecost. It is this case.
那些犹大人听到从各处来的、从外邦来的人。
When the Jewish people saw all the Gentiles that came from scattered nations,
在那里说,
and there they said,
这一批打鱼的人,
now these fishermen,
他们应该只会打鱼,
they should only know how to fish.
怎么会他们用了我们乡土的话来说呢?
How is it that they can speak in our own native tongue?
怎么可能呢?
How is that possible?
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
这是主老早就宣告了。
This is what the Lord has already proclaimed long ago.
神的百姓，你们背弃神。
That the people of God, you forsake God.
神就让外邦人给兴起来，让你们看见。
God will raise up Gentiles to show you.
让你们知道。
So that you will know.
你们不肯听神的话的结果就带出这样的一种情形。
This is the condition that it will bring forth because of your result of not obeying God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
你们可以不听。
You don't want to listen.
但是你们一定要承担那个结果。
But you must bear that responsibility.
那这段话就说是当时犹大的那个光景。
Now these words tell us of the condition of Judah at that time.
他们不讲神的话呢?
Why is it that the prophets would not speak the word of God?
说清楚一点。
To be more clear.
为什么那些称为先知的不讲神的话呢?
Why is it those who are called prophets would not speak the word of God?
因为王不喜欢听。
Because the king did not delight to hear them.
百姓也不喜欢听。
The people did not delight to hear them.
如果你说他们不喜欢听的话
if you say, if they don't want to listen to
他们就给你为难了
and so they give you trouble
啊，他们就不供应你了
and they won't supply to you
啊，你就饿死了
then the prophets will die of hunger
你没办法在这个地方生活下去了
then the prophets cannot live in that land
你为了生存的话
and because of livelihood
你就说他们也喜欢听的话了
so the prophets have to say the words they like to hear
这个就是当时以色列犹大的那个属灵的光景。
Brothers and sisters, this is the spiritual condition of Judah at that time.
但神很清楚给他们说。
But God clearly tells them.
你们这样做啊。
When you do this.
简直是在那里出卖自己。
You are betraying yourselves.
你们是跟死亡立约。
And then you are making a covenant with death.
啊，你们是跟那个什么，他这里说啊。和阴间结盟啊
Here says, with hell are you in agreement?
那个结果是你们自投罗网。
And this is the result that you will fall into the trap to snare yourself.
你们以为这样自己骗自己就可以
and you think,
走过这一段。
And you think you can lie to yourself and live with lies to go through this part.
神说不行的。
God says no.
不行的。
This is not right.
你们可以这样。自己骗自己
Even though you're under falsehood and deceive yourself,
但是我要叫你们看见你们的虚谎
But I will show you your vanity.
神怎么给他们看见虚谎呢
How will God uncover their falsehood?
感谢神
We thank God.
因着这一件事情
Because of this,
神就把以后神的那个救赎的那个工作又做了一次的发表
Again, once again, through this, God will manifest his redemption work to them.
神的百姓拒绝神。
The people of God reject God.
神先就说我用外邦人的舌头外邦人的嘴唇向你们说话。
God first tells them, I will use another tongue, a stammering lips, to speak to you.
那他们说什么话呢?
What are these Gentiles saying then?
我们晓得。
We know.
就是说到。神儿子的福音
that is speaking of the gospel of the Son of God.
现在神就在这里就说了。
And so here then God says,
你们可以不听神的话。
You may not want to listen to the word of God.
但是神要在你们中间做一件事。
But God is to do this in your midst.
做一件什么事情呢?
To do what thing?
弟兄姊妹留意16节了。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to verse 16.
所以主耶和华如此说，看啊，我在锡安放一块石头作为根基。是试验过的石头是稳固的根基宝贵的房角石信靠的人必不焦急
Therefore thus said of the Lord God Behold I lay in Zion for foundation a stone a tried stone a precious cornerstone a sure foundation he that believeth shall not make haste
弟兄姊妹们你看到
Brothers and sisters you can see
神在这里宣告他要做一件事
God proclaims he is to do this one thing
做一件什么事
What thing is God to do
他要在锡安
That on Zion,
他要在犹大,
in Judah,
他要在耶路撒冷,
in Jerusalem,
他做一件事情,
God is to do this thing.
做一个什么事情?
What is it?
他说他放一块石头,
God says he will lay a stone there.
这块石头是试验过的石头,
and this is a stone that has been tried.
我们晓得,
We know.
在新约的圣经里边解说这一节经文的时候, 就直接指中这一个从死里复活的。
In the New Testament, when it interprets this verse here, it is pointing directly at the Son of God who has died and risen again. And he has been tried. And death cannot contain him. And even though he has become man amongst men, and all his living, his action is just like us, yet without sin. And he has been tested. And And even the power of death, even though for temporarily it seems to have taken advantage over him, he was crucified to death on the cross, yet he was risen from the dead. Regardless of what angle you view him, he has been tried and tested. Therefore, God says he will lay this stone here in Zion to be the foundation. What is this foundation for? He himself is tested and tried. But he also is a stone that tries and tests others.
我们会想起,
so we will recall.
但以理书里头就说到,
in the book of Daniel it says,
尼布甲尼撒王做的那个梦,
and that is the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. He heard of this, he dreamt of this great statue.
金头,
it is a golden head.
银松,
it is a silver breast.
铜服,
and a bronze belly.
铁腿,
and it is a feet of a leg of,
半铁半铁的脚,
a leg of iron, and also a feet that is of iron and clay.
那但伊利给他解说出来就说, 就是, 在神的计划的里头, 地上的与神的百姓有关的那个历史是怎么的发展?
And the interpretation of Daniel is this. This is how the kingdoms of this earth will play out, and this is how it is developed.
然后末了就等到那个说到那个半铁半泥的脚的时候,
and then at the end when it speaks of the feet of iron and clay,
然后就说到有一块, 非人手所造的石头滚出来,
and then it says there shall be this stone that appears that is not cut with hand.
这一头石头一出来就把这个整个那么大的像都打得粉碎,
and it is this stone when it appears will shatter the feet of this great statue, and this whole statue will shatter.
神用着但以理来解说那块石头,
and when God uses Daniel to interpret that stone,
那个重点是说到 将来主来建立的那个国度来结束这个地上的邦国的那种光景,
the focus of that is that the Lord will manifest this stone to establish a kingdom that will put an end to all the other kingdoms of this world.
但以理那里是说到主的国度,
there in Daniel it speaks of the kingdom of the Lord.
现在这里就说到国度的那一个王,
here it speaks of the king of that kingdom.
那对 福音，对那个教会，我们今天站在教会的地位上来说呢,
therefore for us who are standing in the position of the church today,
这是我们的死而复活的主,
this is our Lord who has died and has risen again.
他本人经过试验,
he himself has been tried,
他也在那里试验,
and he is also there trying others.
怎么试验呢?
How does he test others?
因为这块石头要成了,
here, this stone is also the precious cornerstone. It is a precious cornerstone. And this cornerstone is also the first stone. And this first stone also has this function. And this function of this first stone is for others to seek and find God.
但是另外这个房角石呢,它有另外的一个情况呢,
but there's another condition of this cornerstone.
那就好像当以理给尼布甲尼撒王解梦的那个石头, 要把人砸碎了,
and that is just like the stone that's interpreted by Daniel to Nebuchadnezzar. This stone will crush others. But here the Lord says very clearly, he is a sure foundation, a precious cornerstone, and he that believeth shall not make haste.
你信靠他,
if you trust in him, there will be nothing that you cannot get by with. We thank our God.
房角石, 这一个,
that is because this stone that is laid in Zion,
在大卫城所显明的这个石头。
That is the stone that is manifested in the city of David.
弟兄姊妹知道，西安就是耶路撒冷边边上的，也在耶路撒冷的范围里头的一个城，一个小山头。
Now, brothers and sisters, you know Zion refers to a citadel that is in the boundary of Jerusalem, a hill that is in the boundary of Jerusalem.
这个地点是大卫城就建筑在这里。
And in this small hill area is the city of David built.
虽然这个大卫城也连接在耶路撒冷的里边。
Now, even though the city of David is also connected in the city of Jerusalem,
严格说也不算大卫城，是大卫的宝藏，就是一个堡垒。
And so, very strictly, it's not a city of David, it's in Jerusalem, but it is a fortress of David there.
但是因为大卫的那个宝藏的缘故，那个西安就成了耶路撒冷的另外一个
But because of the treasure of David there, it is also interchangeable name Zion to represent Jerusalem.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当主说到了这一件事情的时候，
When the Lord speaks of this matter,
就带出一个事情，就回到上文。
It brings forth this that echoes the previous passage.
犹太人拒绝神。
The Jews reject God.
背上神。
They oppose God.
神说他们是跟死亡立约，跟阴间结盟。
God says that you made covenant with death and with hell, you are in agreement.
但是神说神要做一件事情。
But God says I will do this thing.
在这里显出他们是虚谎。
And here I will uncover their falsehood.
显出他们但这个死亡的约没有作用。
I will uncover to them that their agreement with death is useless. 阴
间的门也没有作用。
And their covenant with hell is also useless.
你们还是要落在神所安排的那一个管教的底下。
And you will still fall under that discipline of God.
那撒文就说的，撒边就指出的犹大那个结局一定要被掳。
And then later on it tells us,that the result of Judah will be that they will be in captivity.
所以神在那里就告诉他们。
Then God tells them.
趁着时间还没到，你们要悔改。
That before time has come, repent.
不可邪慢。
You have to make haste.
不然的话。
Otherwise.
你们所受的那个捆绑会越来越结实。
Then the bondage that you will be in will be made strong.
以赛亚在那里说，我在神那里已经听到了，神是这样说了。
And Isaiah says, I have already heard this from the Lord God.
神已经决定了。
And he has already determined this.
要毁灭这个地。
That he will destroy the whole earth.
那然后最末后。
And then at the end.
就好像说了一些日常生活里头的事。
It seems like it's telling them some daily living affairs.
好像怎么耕种啊，你收割了的以后啊，那你怎么去收获啊？
Or it's telling them seemingly like how they do their farming, how they would plant and harvest.
为什么说出这一段话呢？
Now why are these words here?
我很简单的提一下，弟兄姊妹就能领会过来。
Very clearly, I'll just make a point and you understand.
那这些都是生活里面的常识。
Now these are...their common everyday knowledge that they ought to have here.
谁都知道种地的人不会整天在那里犁地的。
And they would know a farmer will not always there all hours of the day to cultivate the land.
他犁过地以后爬平了，他就撒种，撒种了就不会再犁的了。
And so they made the ground plain and they will cast forth the seed and they won't do it again.
你照着农作的那个次序来做该做的，就等着收获就是了。
And you just do what you're supposed to according to the knowledge of farming and you just wait for the harvest.
你用什么方法去收获的，你也很清楚知道的了。
And you yourself know well what method you need to take in the harvest.
你不会用一些不合用的那个那种器具去收获的。
And you will use the right instrument to reap in your harvest.
神就说
God says then,
这些知识是我给你们的。
I've given you this knowledge.
你们既然有生活的知识。
And since you have this knowledge in your daily living,
你们怎么不用你们的知识的那个原则来看到你们和我中间的 那一种关系。
Why is it that you do not apply this daily knowledge of living to apply it to what I'm trying to teach you and show you?
神教导你们做合宜的事。
Now God will teach you, instruct you of discretion.
那你们也应该晓得怎么在神面前做合宜的事。
Therefore, you ought to also know how to live correctly before God.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意到。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note.
神在这里就说到为什么神是那样的管教他的百姓。
Here God tells us why is it that he would discipline his people this way.
然后又把他们再收聚回来。
And then also will gather them once again.
到了二十九章。
In verse 29.
你就看到神的感情很丰富的在那里说出来。
You can see the emotions of God is very rich here.
他说亚利伊勒。
He says, Ariel.
那亚利伊勒是什么呢？
Now, who is Ariel?
亚利伊勒如果按照他的意思来说，那就是神的狮子。
Now, if you look at the meaning of Ariel, according to the word, it means the lion of God.
那就是能显明神自己的荣耀、权柄、能力的这样的。
That is one who is able to manifest the power, the glory, the riches, the abundance of God.
那亚利伊勒是说什么呢？
And so who is Ariel speaking of?
那是说到耶路撒冷。
Ariel is speaking of Jerusalem.
那是神在这里说的耶路撒冷的另外的一个名字。
And so here it is another name which God uses for Jerusalem.
因为底下我们就看到。
Because later on we see...
他说这个亚利伊勒是大卫安营的城。
Because it says Ariel, the city where David dwelt.
那给我们听清楚看到这是做耶路撒冷。
And so very clearly we see that is Jerusalem.
那么我们再来留意到底下。
And then if we take note later on.
底下的哪个地方呢？
What place is that?
三十章的二十节，
That is chapter 30, verse 19.
那里说到什么呢？百姓必在锡安，在耶路撒冷居住。
For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem.
还有一个地方说得更清楚。
There's another place that would even be more clear.
那是回到二十八章。
That's actually back in chapter 28.
十四节。
Verse 14.
所以你们这些邪慢的人，就是撒管住在耶路撒冷的这百姓的。
Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, ye scornful men that rule this people which is in Jerusalem.
那现在神说到耶路撒冷的时候，神说亚利沙勒。
Therefore, when we read on and God is speaking to Jerusalem, He is calling them Ariel.
他说耶路撒为什么不说耶路撒冷，说的亚利希勒的
？Why is it then God would not call them by Jerusalem but Ariel?
你看这里你。看这段话他自己就解说给我们。
When we read this passage to follow, we see God explains to us.
那弟兄姊妹留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
我念两节就好。
I'll read two verses.
亚利伊勒亚利伊勒大卫安营的城，任凭你年上加年，择其照常周流，我终必使亚利伊勒困难，也必他必悲哀悲伤哀号。我却仍以他为亚利伊勒。
Woe to Ariel, to Ariel the city where David dwelt, and ye year to year let them kill sacrifices, yet I will distress Ariel, and there shall be heaviness and sorrow, and I shall be unto me as Ariel.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到这里神的感情很深的。
Here, God has very deep emotions.
他说到亚利伊勒的时候，他是在一个非常非常对耶路撒冷有感情的光景来这样说。
When he addresses Jerusalem as Ariel, he is speaking, addressing them with very deep emotions.
但是既然有感情，那你为什么
If he is filled with so much emotions for them, then why?
要叫他遇到困难,
that God will let them be distressed.
并且他遇到困难到一个地步悲伤哀号。
And this stress is so great that it will be heavy and sorrowful.
是这个是神做的。
Yes, this is done by God.
但是神虽然做这个事情从外面来看好像神放弃耶路撒冷。
Yes, even though God have done it, on the surface, it seems as God have forsaken Jerusalem.
神不理睬耶路撒冷。
That God pays no attention to Jerusalem.
但是你看下去你觉得。
But when we read on, we see.
好矛盾。
It is conflicting.
我虽然是这样叫你悲伤。
And even though I put you in such heaviness and sorrow.
我仍然是以你为耶路撒冷，亚利伊勒。
Yeah, you shall still be unto me as Ariel.
底下就说的更具体的是，我一定兴起仇敌来视为安营攻击你。
And then he says very practically, I will camp against thee round about.
但是不管我做了什么严重的事情。
But no matter how severe this attack is.
在我的心里你还是亚利伊勒。
Yet in my heart you will still be as Ariel to me.
你还是我的感情所放在其上的。
And you are still the object of my affection.
这是什么回事？
Now what is this all about?
弟兄姊妹我想不必解说了。
Now brothers and sisters, I don't need to explain.
我们翻到耶利米书三十章来看一句话。我们就完全领会了。
When we look at Jeremiah chapter 30, we can understand completely.
三十，耶利米三十。
Jeremiah chapter 30.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
30.
Chapter 30, verse 11.
那他怎么说呢？
What does God say there?
其实应该多念几个，但是我要的只是最末了那两句话。
We should read more, but it's only the last two sentences we'll focus on.
所以就念十一节就好。
We'll read verse 11.
因我与你同在，要拯救你，也要将所赶上你到的那些国灭绝尽尽。却不将你灭绝尽尽，倒要从宽惩治你，万不能不罚你。这是耶和华说的。
For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations, whether I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee. But I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. Thus saith the Lord.
我从宽惩治你。
I will correct thee in measure.
但是我不能不罚你。
But I will not leave thee altogether unpunished.
因为这就是神的心情。
Brothers and sisters, this is the heart of God here.
因为实在神的百姓在神面前已经把神逼到不没有可能再让步的可能了。
Because the people of God has already forced God and pushed him to this situation where he cannot go any further.
是人把神逼到没有再后退的那个地步了。
That man have pushed God to where he cannot retreat anymore.
神只好肯下心来给他们管教。
And God can only harden his heart to discipline man.
但是在神管教的时候还是有分寸。
Yet even though as God will discipline his people, he will do it in measure.
虽然有分寸还是管教。
Even though in measure, he will still need to discipline.
神明说,
God says clearly,
不能不罚你。
I cannot leave you altogether unpunished.
要罚一罚你, 好让你苏醒过来。
I must discipline you so you can be awakened.
所以在这里你又看到了神说, 阿利伊勒, 阿利伊勒。
So here you can see God calls them Ariel, Ariel.
怎样怎样怎样。来安排给你遭遇一些难处。
And no matter what arrangements I make for you to encounter for your distress,
但我还是以你为亚利伊勒。
Yet you shall still be unto me as Ariel.
他就说到。
And then God says,
啊，神怎样把他们带到一个好像有点 莫名其妙的那个地步。
How God will seemingly bring them to such a condition that we cannot understand.
目的为要叫他们醒过来。
Yet the purpose of that is to awaken them.
目的要叫刚才我们先看了的那一段，那他们的头，他们的眼能恢复功能。
The result is, even though we read previously that their eyes cannot see, that the rulers are covered, but it is to restore that function for them.
因为他们从全国从上到下都是主自己的话说，十三节，因为这百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我，他们敬畏我不过是领受人的吩咐。
Because the condition of all the people is as Verse 13 there says, Wherefore the Lord said, For as much as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. We thank God. God points out for us the condition of His people. God does not only desire for them to have external godliness, that they would only have the form of religion. But God desires for them to have that true, that real, that normal relationship with God.
So God will do this way.
Therefore, God has to act in this way.
我们回答说，神把他们好像打了橄榄一样，都打掉了，剩下树上的几个，那么然后神再来把他们收集。
Now, as it says that God has already beat the olive tree and has fallen to the ground, there's only a few that remains on the tree before God gathers them.
为什么？
Why?
神说了那么许多的话。
God says all these words.
我要叫他们苏醒。
So that they will be awakened.
我要让他们离开他们的愚昧，
so that they will depart away from their foolishness.
我要他们不再在这种光景的里边迷糊下去，
so no longer would they be foolish in this condition.
让他真实的认识他们蒙福的源头在哪里，
so that they will truly come to know where is their source of blessing.
是谁把他们带到这一个承受神祝福的地步。
And who is it that will bring them into this condition where they can receive the blessing of God?
不要他们迷糊到一个地步。
So that they would not confuse to this point.
他们要神听他们的话。
That they would desire for God to obey them.
他们却不要听神的话。
And that they would not want to obey God.
弟兄姊妹，这是很严肃的事情。
Brothers and sisters, that is very stern.
那到这里的时候。
Now when we reach this point.
我读两句我就点出一个大问题来。
I'll read two verses and I'll point forth this big question.
15节。
Verse 15.
或在那些上耶和华深藏无乐的，又在暗中行事，说谁看见我们呢？谁知道我们呢？你们把事颠倒了，岂可看摇杖如泥吗？被制作的物，岂可论祭作的物说他没有制作我？还是被创造的物论造物的说他没有聪明。
Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, Who sees us, and who knows us? Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay? Or shall the work say of him that made it, He made me not? Or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, He had no understanding?Brothers and sisters, what is this? This is turning things upside down.
人要自己做神，把神贬低成为不知道是什么。
That man wants to be God himself and yet has put down God to a point that God is nothing.
当然这是一般世人的光景是这样，但是这里说的特别是说神的百姓当时就落到这个地步。
Of course, in general, people are in this condition, but here, specifically speaking of the people of God, and this is their condition.
所以神要给他们管教。
Therefore, God must discipline them.
但神管教他们的时候，神又不能放弃他们。
Yet, at the same time, when God disciplines them, God will not forsake them.
所以你看到在这里说到，神的心思好像非常的矛盾。
Therefore, it seems like God's heart is very much in conflict here.
但是神这个矛盾是为着要把他的百姓带回神起初的定轨。
Yet this conflict is because God wants to bring his people back to his original purpose.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
接下去神就说到他怎么来把他们 带过来。
When we read on, we can see then God tells us how he will bring his people back.
他们怎么能带过来呢？
How are they brought back?
简单的提一提。
Very simply.
下次我们再补充补充。
We'll mention it and we'll get into it next time.
他们认识他们应该归向谁。
That they know who they ought to turn to.
因为我们先看那先看十九节。
We'll first read verse 19.
谦卑人必因耶和华增添欢喜，人间贫穷的必因以色列的圣洁快乐。
The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel.
底下就说到神对付了那些愚昧人、强暴人。
And then later on, it tells us that God have dealt with those who are foolish and the scorners.
然后就在说到神怎么论雅各家。
And then God tells us what he thinks of the house of Jacob.
就说到雅各家必不再羞愧。
That Jacob shall no longer be ashamed.
并且他看见神的种子，也就是神手中的工作，他们就会尊主的名为圣。
And when he seeth his children, the work of his hands in the midst of him, they shall sanctify his name.
他们就敬畏以色列的神。
And they shall fear the God of Israel.
心里头不再迷糊。
That no longer would they err in spirit.
他们都接受神的传柄，不再发怨言。
That they will come to understanding and they will murmur no more.
弟兄姊妹，这是国度里头的光景。
Brothers and sisters, this is the condition in the kingdom.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神在管教他百姓的时候，
When God disciplines his people,
他的眼睛不是看着百姓的愚昧，
His focus is not on the foolishness of the people.
他的眼睛是看着国度的成全。
But his sight is in the completion of the kingdom.
那我们也简单的可以这样提一提。
Now very simply we can mention.
神看我们在他面前在愚昧和无知。
When God views our foolishness and ignorance before Him,
最严肃的
but is most severe,
像我们所看的最严重的是不完全一样。
And what our understanding of what is important is completely different.
我们一般来说，我们是看你生活的表现。
On the surface, in general, we always focus on how you manifest your living.
为人的那个光景是怎样。
And what is the condition of your external?
是好是坏。
Whether it's good or bad.
但是神所看重的还不是这些。
But that is not what God regards.
神所看重的是什么？
What does God regard then?
是人和神那个关系正常不正常。
God will see if the relationship between God and man is normal or not.
那用新约的话来说，
In the New Testament terms,
神所留意的是那个信与不信的这个区别。
God will focus on the difference of the believing and the unbelieving.
你信，
if you believe,
你和神的关系就正常。
Then your relationship between God is normal.If you're unbelieving,
这是最惹神震怒的一件事。
Unbelief is what provokes the anger of God the
most. 但是我们多半是看没有看重这一个。
But most of the times we do not focus on
that. 我们在看重这个人怎么样。
But we always see how this person is.
但是神是看到那个根本。
But God looks at the origin, the root.
你和神的关系对，你这个人就对。
If your relationship with God is right, then you as the person is right.
你这个人和神的关系不对，你这个人怎么做你都不会对。
Then if your relationship with God is not right, then the individual is not right, so no matter what you do, it is not right.
所以我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主在这里说着他把犹大赶出去。
When he says that he will cast Judah out,
又把他们收回来。
But again, also to receive them.
神是要叫他们回转成为一个在神眼中对的人。
God is so in order to restore them back before God so that they can be one who is right in the sight of God.
神不单是对他的百姓是这样，
Not only is this way that God is toward his people, but God is the same toward us all. We thank God. This is his heart as he looks at us.
如果回到以赛亚书来说,
if we go back to the book of Isaiah,
他借着指出犹大的问题来向所有的人也指出我们在神面前普遍的那个问题。
Through pointing out the error of Judah, God also uses this experience to point out for us our common error.
但如果我们在神面前有盼望,
now, if we were to have hope before God,
乃是因为神对我们有怜悯,
that is because God still has mercy upon us.
神不忘记他的信实,
that God will not forget his faithfulness.
他怎么应许亚伯拉罕, 他就怎么纪念以色列。
How he have promised Abraham, that is how God will remember Israel.
他怎么定义在亚当的身上, 也就纪念我们。
Likewise, how God have willed upon Adam, God remembers us.
要把我们带回亚当的那个安排,
to bring us back to the arrangement of Adam.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
这些事情我们一看过来的时候,
when we look at these things fully,
我们真看见从起头神一直做工, 都是围绕着他那个荣耀的,
then we're able to see that as God continues to work over and over again, it is still surrounding his glorious
purpose.
And this is how we are remembered amongst the glorious purpose and abundant mercy of God. We thank the Lord. Let us